Hare Krishna. Today is the my so-called appearance day, and which is not really much to brag about. Having taken birth in the material world is, I don't know, it's like, if I give a gross example, it's like if someone falls in a sewage pit and wants to show off how nice he looks. It's quite silly. And similarly, being in this material world means that we turned away from Krishna, we embraced the material body, which is really a source of embarrassment, and here we are. So, but still, there's one good thing, or rather a host of good things related to that one good thing, and that is that in this birth we're able to get the association of Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas. In this birth I was able to meet Srila Prabhupada. And of course, Srila Prabhupada gave real meaning to my life. Prior to meeting Srila Prabhupada, heard about Krishna, but what Krishna was, and whether he was actually supposed to have some meaning to my life, never knew about these things. And by Krishna's grace, then I got the opportunity to chant the holy names of Krishna, and take prasadam, associate with Vaishnavas, chant the holy names, which is really the greatest gift. Chanting Hare Krishna, what does Krishna consciousness mean? And that's something. Those things are worth celebrating. But that's a good assumption. Okay, that's good. Those things are worth celebrating. It's a celebration of really regaining our life. I can't really say by what good fortune I was able to actually meet Krishna and come across all of these wonderful gifts that Srila Prabhupada gave us. However, my hope is that unlike the many gifts I received, well, especially when I was young, when children receive gifts, what do? Now they, after a due course of time, after the thrill is gone, they break them. They're discarded. They become replaced with new gifts. So where are all those gifts now? They're long forgotten. But I hope that these gifts of Srila Prabhupada that I'll never neglect or forget or abuse. And of course, opportunity to serve Radha Shyama Sundar, that That's for me the greatest gift that Srila Prabhupada gave. And it's interesting, not a stagnant gift in the sense that what you see is what you get, but it's something that keeps expanding and developing and becoming more and more wonderful, in as much as devotional service is an ever-expanding phenomena, and service to their lordships also always increases. So in this life we have the opportunity to Guru Krishna meet sadhus, the opportunity to meet some great devotees in this lifetime, and participate in a mission, something that actually made life worthwhile. The direction I was going wasn't particularly that of becoming a so-called missionary, and giving, doing good, not only doing good, but actually doing the best good for others. In fact, just recently, I'm reading in Bhakti Ratnakara, the author is saying that without giving bhakti and knowledge of devotional service to others, you can't realize it. You have to give it in order for it to be realized knowledge. And that is also Srila Prabhupada's emphasis. So many wonderful things, and I know devotees, disciples may have somewhat of a different perspective on the Vyas Puja, but nonetheless, as my request will be during day, devotees send me so many greetings and so on, is that I can somehow or another attain that eternal service of Radha Shyam Sundar that I meditate on and pray for and hanker after. That's actually the only birthday present I really want, and certainly those things are made possible by the blessings of Vaishnavas and not otherwise. So those blessings I'm seeking from the listeners. And now Shambhi Hari and I are going to cross the Jalangi, and we're going to go to see Harihar, Lord Chaitanya's Vishram Stan, resting place, and Lord Shiva and Lord Narayan in one form. And then we will go and have a feast of Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and then get ready to pack, because tomorrow, well, not get ready to pack, but start packing, because tomorrow we are unfortunately leaving Srimayapur Dham. Hare Krishna.